Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting 5th. The DH, Matt LaCroix. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Mike Ryan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Luis Rodriguez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Silva. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Harden. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Punto strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto misplays the ball. That's an error on Punto. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Silva fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2-2. LaCroix strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Silva settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Payton moves to third. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Keelty hits a fly ball into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuttier strikes out. One out. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a line drive into center field. Coatsay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Coatsay is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coatsay is 0-for-1 in the game. Coatsay hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Kendall. The throw from Maurer and he is out, Rodriguez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Maurer is 0-for-1 in the game. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. LaCroix is 0-for-1 in the game. LaCroix takes first base on ball four. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peyton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peyton hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coatse is 0 for 2 in the game. Coatse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kendall scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1. And the Athletics won. The Twins will come to bat. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, LaCroix strikes out. 1 out. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Ryan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 2 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Silva covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 3 in the game. Punto hits a line drive into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kendall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coatse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coatse hits a fly ball into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Dutch Scherer now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. Mauer moves to third. One out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaCroix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mauer scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Jason Bartlett pinch runs for Matt LaCroix. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dutch Scherer fires to first and picks off Bartlett. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.